Beatrice, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Owen.
Beatrice, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the Blog Awards Ireland?
Yes, so the Blog Awards are now in their second year. We had our inaugural year last year, and there was great demand from the bloggers around the country. So we decided to make it bigger and better again this year. So the Blog Awards are an opportunity for bloggers across the country to enter their blog into the awards and to see how they fare against other bloggers. So it's free to enter. You can go to blogawardsireland.com and submit your blog there before the 31st of July.
And how have the applications been so far? Take you inundated?
Yeah, we've had a tremendous response. We've had over 2,200 nominations so far, and we still have about a week left till nominations close. So we expect a lot of people will also leave it to the last minute, and that there should be a big rush towards the last few days as well. So we may well get up to in excess of over 2,500 nominations, which just goes to show the amount of bloggers that there are in Ireland at the moment.
And as well, with 2013 being the year of the gathering, Irish bloggers are also who are living abroad are also invited to enter themselves.
Absolutely, yes. We saw last year that there was a big interest from bloggers living abroad, and we didn't have a category that they could enter under. So this year, to coincide with the year of the gathering, we've added a category called Best Blog of the Diaspora, and that's sponsored by TG4. And we're inviting bloggers all across the globe who have any connection to Ireland, whether they're originally from Ireland and now living abroad, or whether they have Irish roots of any kind, to submit their blog as well on the form. And hopefully a few of them can join us on October 12th to celebrate as well.
And it's a great way, I guess, as well, of people to actually tell their kind of story through their blog, whatever part of the world they are living in themselves. And what types of blogs have you actually seen being submitted?
Oh, we've seen like a variety of different types of blogs. So we've 32 categories in the Blog Awards, and that includes everything from corporate and business blogs to craft blogs, personal blogs, technology. We've categories for food, photography, the great outdoors. So it's really a massive variety and a great mix of blogs. There is a great amount of food and beauty and fashion blogs out there as well. So we've seen a lot of entries come through that would fit into those kind of subject areas. So it really is a rich and vibrant blogosphere out there at the moment.
And it's a great way as well, I guess, of people to actually show their creativity. And us Irish, we are known for having the gift of the gab as well. So it's a fantastic way to get your message across as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think that blogs provide people with a great opportunity to kind of have a voice on the web, and it gives them the freedom to, communicate in whatever way they want, whether they, some people prefer using photos, some people like using video, and some people are just great writers and they love writing in text. But, there's no restrictions on your own blog. You can do whatever you want, and I think that's what some people find really freeing, and it gets the creative juices flowing.
And I see as well that the public will be voting on the best blog, and then the top 10 will be judged by independent judges.
Yeah, so what we do is we open up the Blog Awards for judging by anybody who wants to be a judge. So the way we try to position it is that every blog is judged by your peers, other bloggers. So anybody who's interested in being a judge can apply to be a judge for the awards. And we have different rounds. We have a long list and a short list and then a finalist. And for the best blog, yes, that goes to public vote. And then at the end, the best 10 are then judged by a panel of judges. But that's also open that anybody can apply to be on that panel of judges. So it's a way for us to try and make it as fair as possible, and that everybody feels that they had a fair treatment, and that their blog was seen by a variety of judges.
And the closing date for entries for the awards is again?
The closing date for entries for the awards is the 31st of July. We also have another competition running alongside the Blog Awards, which is a recipe competition. So if anybody wants to blog a recipe on their own blog, they don't need to have a food blog, but they might just be interested in cooking. They can just blog a recipe. It just has to use a Glenis product, and they can also enter that blog post into the competition as well. And the closing date for that is the 4th of September. So if anybody misses nominating their blog by the 31st of July, they can still enter the recipe competition by 4th of September.
And that's Beatrice Whelan, co-organiser of the Blog Awards Ireland 2013. And closing date for submissions is the 31st of July, with the awards itself taking place 12th of October in the Osprey Hotel in Naas, County Kildare.